A number of them have become ministers, including Marion Harkin in this constituency, and that's fine. That's the arrangement that has come about. However, it seems as part of that deal, they have also arranged that those who didn't become ministers, that weren't part of government, if you like, in that instance, are going to be supporting government, but yet they want to give them speaking rights as if they were in opposition. And that's totally inappropriate and totally wrong. And that has been pushed through by government. And we feel, with the cooperation of the Ken Corla, we feel she did not handle the situation very well the other day, that there was an opportunity for to have the proper vote. She didn't do that. She didn't vote for the put the amendment forward that we Sinn Féin had put down, and she just went straight through to the substantive motion, which was carried by government, of course. And we're now in a situation where neither Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, or indeed People Before Profit, and many other independents in the Dáil have no confidence in the Ken Corla in being able to be fair and impartial to deal with the business of the day. And that's totally inappropriate and wrong. And, you know, the Ken Corla has to have, you know, at least, while everyone may not agree with all their decisions, at least he has the respect of everybody and feel that she's fair and above board. And people do not feel that anymore.
The motion of no confidence is set to be brought forward next Tuesday. The government will defeat it, though, as it has more numbers. But it's still a big problem, isn't it, that the opposition don't have confidence in the chair?
It is, yeah. Normally what happens, Catherine, is the government will put forward a motion of confidence. So the vote of no confidence doesn't occur. It's the vote of confidence that the government will put forward to counter that. And that's likely going to happen on Tuesday. There'll be a debate about that, which will really be a debate about, you know, how this circumstances came about and what kind of an arrangement was put in place. Because one of the key parts of that arrangement was to give the Ken Corla her job. That's part of the negotiations that was done by Michael Lowry on behalf of the regional independents was that Verona Murphy would become the Ken Corla. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael both supported her for that position. And, you know, we felt there was a problem with that initially, but there certainly is a very big problem with it now when we see that she's actually acting in an inappropriate manner and supporting government to do something which is totally wrong and, in our view, counterproductive and anti-democratic.
Well, Verona Murphy has come out and said that those allegations are completely unfounded, and even backbench TDs across the coalition, they rally behind her. TD even describing the behaviour of Sinn Féin in this week as Trump-style behaviour.
Well, look, I mean, at the end of the day, we have to make our protest heard. We have to make it very clear that we're not going to allow this to happen, that those who are in government, those that are in opposition, and you can't be both. And that's the difficulty here, you know, and there has to be a firm stand taken, and sometimes you have to take a stand on these issues. And that's about, I suppose, being in a position for to be able to hold government to account. There are many occasions through the Dáil term where opposition TDs in leaders' questions and in questions to the Taoiseach and topical issues and other things, we can put down measures and talk to the government and, you know, raise issues, whether it's about the health services and the diabolical situation in regard to service for people with disabilities or housing issues or whatever it is, we can put them down and we can hold government to account. When government backbenchers talk about those things, they're generally not holding government to account. They're generally using the opportunity to praise government and the good work they've done. So, you know, this false allegation that government backbenchers, you know, are a poor, maligned group that get no speaking time is not true. The reality is they do get speaking time, but they only use it to praise government rather than to actually hold them to account, which is the job of opposition. We are in uncharted territory, as you said in the beginning, and it certainly is going to be difficult to see how this will be sorted out, but we're determined to go ahead. We do not have confidence, and the united opposition do not have confidence in the Ken Corla or indeed in this government and the way they've handled this situation.